The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. Put some attitude between your ears with Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Really looking forward to this hour. Good morning, everyone. It's a Thursday, the 19th of November, 2020. Good old 710, KNUS, and 66 back in disc jockey days. A pair of sixes will be the high today. Tomorrow, 50. We got one more alarm clock, as we say, and then we got a weekend. This is good. Kind enough to come on the show is Jim Hoft, H-O-F-T. And this is, I've been reading them off and on, the Gateway Pundit. And, hey, first of all, Jim, thanks for doing a radio show, man. Welcome to Denver, and welcome to 710 KNUS.
Great to be with you. Good morning.
Yeah, I got something I want to play you that came up this morning that I think, but first of all, would you do a bio about yourself? And Billy Thorpe, morning show producer, said, we're speaking to you from St. Louis. So, would you talk about the pundit first and then a bio of yourself, please?
Sure, Peter. I run the Gateway Pundit. It's one of the top conservative websites in the country. We're based in middle America out here in St. Louis, but we have reporters in all parts of the country. We have currently about 4 million readers a day. We started just a little blog, and so we've grown into one of the largest conservative sites in the country, and we are pretty much pro-Trump. You can see that from our sure. website. But, yeah.
Your background, by the way, you got 4 million and one. I read you now. no, and Billy and I were talking. You know, we have a lineup of people that we bring on the radio show. And I said, this guy might turn into one of those great guests that we bring on. Where you grew up, education background, and just, you know, that kind of stuff.
So I'm from Iowa. I've been in the Midwest my whole life. I've been in St. Louis for 20 years. I started this little website because I was upset with the way the media was reporting most stories with their slant, as you know. So I started it out, had like two readers. I have a background in science and human resources. And I worked full-time while I was building up this website. And at some point in the early 2010, I walked away from my full-time work to just do this website. And it continues to grow. And so it's been a lot of fun. And you can't imagine how busy we are right now.
There's a line. I say the same thing about us in the last 6 to 8 weeks. But I always call it, you're like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. You know, you're just full on all the time. And this is Jim, and it's H-O-F-T, Gateway Pundit. I become a fan, and I want to play something. This is way cool. And tell me what you agree with this. So I got a caller this morning. This is out of the clear blue. And a guy brings up, and I don't know how old you are, but there used to be a television show entitled Barney Miller. It was a comedy cop show set in New York. And I don't know how this kid knew it, but he knew. And he said, This was done in 1981, and Billy, who you spoke to, is incredible on the internet. He finds the cut, and they're talking about the Trilateral Commission, and they're talking. Can I just play this for you, because I loved it? I said, "Damn, this is a home run," and for everybody in the audience. So I'm going to first put you. Can I put you on hold for a second? Let you hear this.
Sure.
All right, hang on. I think you'll love this. This is 1981. That's like 40 years ago. And dig this. Then they start naming names. And, of course, I'm a geek about stuff like this. The Trilaterals were formed in 73. And there's David Rockefeller. It's all real. I don't think they had an office. But I want to know the writers on the show. This blew me away. Billy, if you would.
They're the ones you should be arresting, not me.
Why didn't you say that before? What do we got here? Cam, this is William Klein. He was wrecking an office.
But I just wanted to meet them face to face. I wanted them to admit what they were doing.
Who is they? He was in the office of the Trilateral Commission.
Trilateral Commission?
Yeah, the Trilateral Commission.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller to bring together business and political leaders from the United States, Europe, Japan, so they could work together for better economic and political cooperation between their nations.
Yeah, but that's what they'd like us to believe. But you see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I take it they're pressing charges?
Yeah, well, he broke a globe and some UNICEF artwork.
Well, they're in on it, too.
Okay, Mr. Klein, if you just...
I'm telling you, our whole way of life as we know it is in jeopardy.
I appreciate that information.
But I have the documented evidence. It's all in there. Show him.
Well, he's got these magazines here.
Conspiracy Review. Suppressed Truth Roundup?
The whole master plan is exposed.
Yeah, well,
You're still not convinced, huh? Would you like to hear the names of just a few of the people who have been on the Trilateral Commission?
Not particularly.
James Earl Carter. Heard of him?
Look, Mr. Klein...
Henry Kissinger. You heard of him? Walter Mondale.
Who?
Mr. Klein, this is
John Anderson, George Bush. Now, you remember at the convention, everybody thought it was going to be Ford for Veep. You know what happened? David Rockefeller just picked up a phone, put in a call. Hey, Ronnie, forget Jerry, it's George. Bye. So, no matter who won in November, they had their man in the White House.
Are you through?
How strong was that? Let me go back. This is a guest first appearance. I hope it's not his last. His name is Jim Hoft, H-O-F-T. How strong do you think that was? Did you like that cut?
Yeah, that was a great clip. Never heard it before.
Neither
but,
did I. Neither did I. First time.
That's like they were predicting the future, and the future is today, and that's exactly what I feel we're going through at this time.
See? I'm telling you, I mean, this young guy called the radio show, and it's 1981 that was done. You can find it. Matter of fact, when you and I are done, I'll put you on hold, and Billy can tell you where you can get it for you. Maybe want to do something with it with the website, with your paper. But that blew me out of the water. I believe that stuff. I truly believe it. And I think Donald Trump, I was letting up to a question, Donald Trump broke that line. The Bushes and the rest of those people, and they can't stand him. Now he screwed himself, but the swamp, the deep state, the whatever you want to call them, they can't tolerate Donald Trump. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what we've seen for over 4 years now. Oh, yeah. That's what we've seen since Donald Trump came down the escalator.
Bingo! You stole my words. And I always say that, you know, yesterday the withdrawals out of Iraq and Afghanistan, thank you. Who attacked him? The Republicans attacked him for doing that. The MacGuffin, the Magambo, is the evidence that this election was stolen. And with respect, Jim, I can't see evidence. I can hear a lot of people saying things, a lot of this, that, and the other thing, but the hardcore truth. And do you believe that Sidney Powell and Rudolph Giuliani, who did not do a good job yesterday, but that Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood are going to turn their cards over and it's going to be there?
You know, I certainly hope so. We've been reporting on several things we found in the past, a week and a half since the election. And Peter, we believe that we found plenty of evidence today that proves that these votes were tampered with. And my twin brother, Peter, was a top auditor in Hong Kong for 9 years. He just came back to the U.S. He writes for me at Gateway Pundit. We had actuaries, auditors, data analysts, IT specialists who've been writing us and sharing us this information where what we did yesterday, we put up this video. It's at the top of the page. What we have seen in several states, Peter, is they Trump was so far ahead that they had to call a timeout in several states, which we all know about. They dumped a bunch of votes. And then if you'll look at the figures we put up in several states now, after they dumped the ballots and got Joe Biden ahead, the exact same ratio of votes was spit out from then on to make sure that Donald Trump didn't win this election. It sounds far-fetched, but I hope your audience checks it out because we have we've double-checked this. My twin, Peter, has done over 150 audits in East Asia, in Singapore, China, Japan, Korea, Australia, New Zealand. And so he knows what he's talking about. We've just seen some very suspect numbers coming from these machines, and we think the system was corrupted. So we've sent this on to the White House and to some of the Trump campaign officials. And this morning, L. Lynn Wood, one of the attorneys who is helping out the Trump campaign, retweeted our video and just with one remark, truth.
Well, again, with respect, this is Jim Hoft, H-O-F-T. I like him. I like what he does. That's not evidence. That's belief.
But here's another piece of evidence, if I can, Peter.
All right.
We're working on a post right now, and this came out yesterday. In the middle of the night in Wisconsin, in early November 4th, the Wednesday after the election, in the middle of the night, there was a dump of over 100,000 ballots that were tallied within a few minutes in Wisconsin. This spike put Joe Biden ahead. No one has yet explained how this happened in Wisconsin, how this happened in Virginia, how this happened in Wisconsin and Michigan. And here is what we found. A data analyst has come out and said it's impossible for these machines to even count that many votes in the time frame that they have told us this happened at.
Again.
So the machines didn't even have the capability. I believe that's proof. If the machine is not capable of doing
but
something.
But that's somebody's belief. It has to be. Again, belief and knowledge, I know you know this, your background's in science. I can believe it or what I want to believe, but I have to be able to have knowledge. And what I've found thus far, Wisconsin, I spent a lot of time reading this. And yesterday, the Trump campaign's putting up, I think, $3 million, and they want to recount Madison and Milwaukee, and those are Democratic strongholds. And it's alleged, and again, without evidence, I'm sorry, that it was absentee ballots is what the campaign's talking about. Absentee ballots were illegally altered, I'll read it to you, altered, issued, and that the government officials violated state law. That's what their lawsuit is in Wisconsin. The rest of it, it's belief, and belief isn't good enough.
Well, I think there's plenty of proof. I just disagree with you.
Okay, well, fine.
We look at the numbers. The numbers add up, and they just don't play out. I think that there's also, not just talking about the machine spitting out these ridiculous numbers, but the fact that there were people in Wisconsin who were and Michigan and Pennsylvania who were not allowed into this vote counting. It's totally corrupt.
I've read that story, too.
I think this campaign is right.
In Pennsylvania,
right.
What happened yesterday in the courtroom was horrible for Trump. Giuliani did him no favors in that courtroom yesterday. And what they're trying to do is stop the vote, stop the certifications of what's happening next. The Trump campaign in Pennsylvania, they want to stop the state from certifying the election. And they really focus on Philadelphia and six other counties that they said they allowed voters to correct problems with mail-in ballots. That's the charge. And the total number of affected ballots was not expected to come anywhere close. And by the way, they got them to, it was the one win for Trump, but they stopped counting. The idea was to stop the count. Look, I want Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States, but I also want to do a legit, part of this. And we can't say belief, and you know that.
I think the track they're going on right now is going to be difficult if their lawsuits are only about how they blocked the observers and the different things that they're fighting right now. I think really we believe that the success that the campaign can find is looking at these numbers that are completely impossible to put together for a candidate like Joe Biden.
I know, but you're using belief. I'm going over, and I've been doing this nonstop since it started. I have the individual case. There's Arizona's in question, Georgia's in question. We spoke moments ago about Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Nevada. Those are the laydowns, and of course Wisconsin. And I have a stack of stuff. I went over the lawsuits. I mean, if you can see my desk, big deal, but I have this stuff stacked up. And I can tell you that what the lawsuits are in the individual states, I haven't seen one lawsuit about the machine couldn't count anything. I'm sorry, that's respectful, but I don't see that.
Oh, I understand. And we've sent our information through our channels to the Trump lawyers. And again, the numbers that these machines have spit out, if these are the correct numbers that these machines spit out at 2 in the morning on November 4th, then it is impossible that these numbers would play out the way they are. And I'm talking about, we all know that true math, it doesn't lie. Mm-hmm. And if you have these improbable patterns where Trump is gaining in Wisconsin, where Trump gains, say, 45% of the vote, the remaining votes, and Joe Biden receives 51 of the remaining votes after they put the spike in. It just this is completely impossible, these numbers that they're telling us what happened. So I think it's their best defense today.
Well, right now, Donald Trump's team in Wisconsin, and I spent an hour in Wisconsin last night, which doesn't make me an expert, but a reader. The campaign, because I got to be cautious because I can't do math, but the campaign on Wednesday filed for a recount in Milwaukee and Madison, and those are Democratic strongholds. This is the allegation.
Sure.
This is the allegation of the lawsuit. Again, I'm sorry, without evidence, that absentee ballots, not what you're saying, but rather absentee ballots were illegally altered or issued, and that the government officials violated state law. Now, Biden currently, if do what you want to, Biden leads Donald Trump by 20,000 votes statewide. The recount requested will begin Friday, but it has to be completed by the 1st of December. And the deadline, that's the deadline to be certified on the state level. So they're on the gun. They're on the clock. And state and local officials have said again and again, there's no evidence to back it up. But so what? The campaign will pay $3 million for the recount of two Wisconsin counties. Wisconsin finishes vote canvassing, and Donald Trump, the deadline's coming. Can I put you on hold and do some things and bring you back? Because, again, I love having you on a show, and I beat myself over the head because you and I both, I'm sure, see eye to eye in a lot of things, but they got to walk in and put the evidence down, and I don't know how they're going to do it. Can you stay with me, Jim, till I do some things?
Sure, I have another call in 10 minutes.
Well, let's do 5 more minutes with you, and then we'll break off. Speak to the audience about why and how this election was stolen.
We believe that we've seen the same sort of evidence that has happened before using some of these machines. We think that the machines are what stole the election. We've provided proof from several states now, with Pennsylvania and Virginia and Georgia and Michigan, where we have seen that Trump was way ahead in these elections when we all went to sleep on Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning on November 4th. We all woke up and saw these numbers change drastically. We all saw that several of these states remarkably decided to quit counting votes, which is something we haven't seen. And it begs the question, who called this that all these states at one time would say they're going to quit counting votes when Donald Trump is way ahead in these states? We wake up, we see this unexplained spike in votes, and then we have seen these patterns that are completely impossible. We talked to Dr. Shiva, who works at MIT, who is credited with being the founder of email. He believes this also happened. And we've talked with other actuaries and IT specialists and data analysts who believe the same thing. So if the numbers are impossible to replicate that they are spitting out from these machines, I don't know how they can certify an election. I mean, we believe totally that this was fraudulent. We saw that before the election, you have a candidate who gets 20,000 people at a rally, 40,000 people at a rally. We have another candidate who spends a lot of time in his basement and has a few car rallies with people honking. Even as he announced that he won the election, he had a parking lot rally that he couldn't even fill. There's no energy for this guy. There's no way in hell that this guy beat Barack Obama's number, let alone Hillary Clinton by 13 million. So we believe the fraud is there. We believe the fraud is in the numbers. We believe we can prove that. Mm-hmm. And so that's really the angle we're going on now.
With respect, all the things you say are true, but they're not evidence. On the other hand, will what you say be part of what Linwood does with the irrefutable evidence? They have to show it. Linwood said that we're going to see it. He said yesterday in a couple of days. Now it's still, coming up as we speak. He was on Mark Levin. When do you think the cards will get turned over?
Well, I think you're right there, Peter. I think they need to act and they need to, show it or go home.
Yeah,
I think they probably have within a week to get this out. And after that, I think with each day that passes where they are saying, well, we have this evidence, we're not going to show it yet. I think you're right. It does hurt the campaign. But I do think there are avenues to get this election overturned in some states. I don't know how they can, certify elections where the numbers are impossible to replicate. But we have different beliefs on that. But I hope that we see more evidence in the coming days.
We have to. I mean, we have to. Let me do this. I'm going to put you on hold. Speak with Billy. We'll watch your videos. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll get you back in the middle of the week. Jim, you're a great guest. And again, give the website so people can read more or see more.
Yeah, this is thegatewaypundit.com, and the Twitter handle is gatewaypundit. So it'd be great if you readers could check
it
out.
I promise I will. We'll get you back on the show. Put you on hold. Talk to Billy. He'll show you where that Barney Miller clip is, okay? Thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
All right.
You got a vehicle not using, donate your car, your truck, your SUV to Step Denver, get a tax deduction, and save somebody's life. Boy, one of the hard-hitting things that Cory Gardner did with those attacks on Hickenlooper on that road home. Boy, didn't you love those? And using Stefan's documentary as a vehicle to do it. Look, you donate cars, trucks, SUVs, boats to Step, and they'll tow it if you don't have the ways to get it there. Since 83... I met Bob Cote, I think 83, 84, giving men the opportunity to overcome addiction, rebuild their lives through sobriety, work, accountability, and community. They don't take any government money. Last year, our listeners, 154 of different vehicles, 227 guys, $9.2 million. Contact Step today and donate a vehicle, running or not, tows free. The process is quick and easy. Change the trajectory of a man's life for good. I've seen miracles happen. 303-296-9020, 303-296-9020. Visit stepdenver.org, 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 303-296-9020. Call Vincent today.
We now return to the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everyone, on a Thursday, 19th November, 2020, 66 to high, 50 tomorrow. In a weekend, we got rain and snow coming in. Next week, the Imaginary Thanksgiving Day Parade on Wednesday. That's going to be a beauty. Everybody's gearing up for that. Got to move fast on this now. We have full lines, and Christmas, you want your home to be warm. Thanksgiving, you want your home to be warm. Friends and family, and of course, Mighty Plumbing and Heating. They came to my house two times. They found something, came back and fixed it. Kevin and the guys, they came to the home. They'll come to your home. Furnace safety check, $69. And for another $69, they'll clean any drain. This is like a beauty deal to do. Mighty Plumbing and Heating takes care of all your plumbing and heating repairs and replacements with the absolute best equipment. They're built to last. They're built to be the most reliable team. There are our guys. $69. Now, it's going to be a beautiful day today, 66, 50 tomorrow. It's 29 degrees Saturday night, 25 degrees Sunday night. So furnaces are going on and off. You don't want to wait. It's like not getting your oil changed. It's like not rotating the tires. Someday, sometime, someplace that comes back and gets you. Call Mighty Plumbing and Heating. They book you right then and there. Text confirmation. I would do it, get it done. Call them at 720-340-1950. They say, we'll be there. They're there. They're all set up, background checks on the guys. They're all COVID protected, and they go through your – they'll just do it. I mean, it's crazy not to do it. In the middle of the night in January when it's like well diggers are outside, boom, the furnace goes. It's on you then. 720-340-1950, 720-340-1950. We go to the phones. We go to Ron on one. You're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hello, Peter.
Morning.
This is Ronald.
Good morning to you.
How do you do?
For an old guy, not bad.
Well, that's good. I got some good news for you, Peter.
I'm ready.
Donald Trump may have lost this round, but he didn't totally lose the war. He will come back and he will beat Joe Biden.
When?
Joe Biden's only going to serve one term.
So you think that Donald Trump will lay out for 4 years and then come back and run again?
Absolutely.
Right.
He's a fighter, Peter.
It's entirely possible. But by that time, Donald Trump, they'll both be really old guys by then. Biden will be 81 in 4 years, and I don't think he lasts that 4 years anyhow, but...
No, I think Kamala Harris is going to... I think they're going to figure out a way to get rid of old Joe.
Well, I don't think they need a reason. I think they'll just do it. I mean, most people don't think that Joe's going to last 4 years, but that's again, belief. You know, Joe could fool everybody, but I don't know.
He could, but I don't think, for one thing, Peter, this country is not ready for communism.
Well, who knows? It's here they come. Watch it. Ron, thank you. Ronald, thank you. We go to, is it Bill? Bill, you're on a radio show. Good morning. Thank you.
Morning, Pete.
Hey, man.
Question for you. Have you ever read a book called Behind the Green Mask by Rosa Corey?
I have not.
I would suggest that you would read that book. You probably won't take you more than an hour or 2 hours to read it. It's about a situation with two gals in San Francisco, and it's called Redevelopment.
Is it fiction or nonfiction?
It's nonfiction.
Okay.
It's true. It's what they did, and you read it, they'll explain to you how they're gay, they live together, and they're in the community. They've got these meetings that they want to go to, but they can't allow the community to know that they're what they are. So they split up, and they go to these meetings and find out, and they learn a lot about redevelopment.
What year was this printed, or what year is it? What time period?
Been several years back.
Okay, all right, okay.
I'm not a big reader of books like you are, but I read.
Okay, And the point of the book is.
Redevelopment. You see these good restaurants, and I agree with you, good restaurants, they're going to wind up going out of business in this town because of what the Liberal Democrats are doing to us. When these restaurants go out of business, they're going to sit there, and eventually they become property. They become redevelopment. They will, in the whole process of the whole thing, they shut down rubber tire traffic like cars and everything. Mm-hmm. You become a patron of their...
Does this tie into Trump, or is this just what's going
on? No, it ties into everything that's going on. I was laying in bed listening to you this morning, and all the people that call up and talk about the Bilderbergs and the Rockefellers and all of this. These people are just, they're rich people, but they're little roots like in a tree, and they're the ones that are feeding the bigger branches. And the big branch goes all the way up to the Rothschild family, which is at the top of our pyramid on our $1 bill in the all-seeing eye of Satan.
That's a Masonic symbol. The eye on the triangle, on the pyramid.
But they have run the Illuminati since the 1600s. They've invested well over $500 trillion
I think it was 1783, and the Illuminoids. But people believe the Illuminati has been with us after Well, from what's called medieval times or the Renaissance, we've had the Illuminati.
If you go back to George Washington, he signed on to the New World Order. Well, George Bush 41, first introduced it in a speech that he said about
Winston Churchill actually said New World Order at the end of the Second World War. That term has come up many, many times. But
yeah, nobody really listens to it.
Believe it?
The global agenda and what they say they're going to do, they're going to control your food, control the air you breathe, control the water, and eventually we will eliminate man off this planet to a point where we can rule the world. They've already captured Europe. The United States is what they want to capture. That's just what Donald Trump is fighting.
All right.
This is what we're all fighting for. This is why we do the things we want to do. Don't tell a biker that you can't come to something because we're going to show up anyways.
303-696-1971. Last night and night before, and looking at these election challenges, and we were led to believe that today we would see the Georgia results. Now we're told at noon today. The Georgia case is really an interesting one. Linwood has sued to block the certification of election results in Georgia. That's what these lawsuits do. And Wood alleges Georgia's illegally changed the process for handling absentee ballots. And he appeared on a Levin show talking about he had irrefutable evidence. And he uses the operative word, evidence. He alleges Georgia illegally changed the process for handling absentee ballots. His lawsuit takes aim, they say, at legal settlements they signed earlier this year that addresses accusations about a lack of statewide standards for judging signatures on absentee ballots. So as we mentioned, it's a signature thing. And the Deputy Secretary of State, who was a Republican, called Wood yesterday a silly, baseless claim. So we have apparently a hearing that's today. That's going to consider a request for temporarily restraining the order to halt certification. That's what Linwood is doing today. The group alleges fraud, and they did this in four other states, and the cases have been dropped. Now, let me give you an idea of what's going on the Internet, on how people hate the show. You missed the point. I don't know. I watch this stuff. China Joe hideout in basement didn't go to campaign trail because he knew the fix was in. Okay. The machine throughout metrics he's talking about are evidence called circumstantial. Ask Randy. On the machines reading the ballots, none of this is evidence. And that's what I'm trying to make sense out of you, and it make sense maybe to myself as well. But last night, when Linwood appears, he says, look, I'll read you Linwood. I have irrefutable evidence of a fraud in the Georgia recount. Now, is it going to be about testing the signatures? I don't know. Wood is calling for a special session of the Georgia legislators to select an electoral college slate for Donald Trump, and this is a quote, who won a landslide victory in Georgia, as he did across the nation. Linwood, I have irrefutable evidence that Georgia local election officials were instructed by the state to report original vote totals and not support recount totals that are different. These people are corrupt to a point of criminality. They are intentionally engaged in fraud in the federal election. We have to see at this point, do we not? One more, and then we'll pause. This is Stephen. Stephen, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, a lot of people are overlooking the fact right now, if the Supreme Court accepts one case and finds any type of fraud or decides to delay things, the vote can't be certified by the electors.
That's the law. Every one of these lawsuits, they're trying to block the certification.
And then what will happen if even one makes it through? What will happen is that it will then go to the House of Representatives, where each state is given one vote per president.
But let's not go right there. Let's just stay with the lawsuits.
Uh-huh.
What each one of these lawsuits says now what?
essentially are trying to establish even inconsistencies where it could see that, that individuals' votes were either contrived or taken away or changed, could make its way to the court. And, and
but they're all separate. I mean, it isn't
– they're
separate. I mean, the – the Arizona case, we got to pause. Well, I mean, let me put you on hold, bring you back, okay? Let me do that. Then we can go over them. We can do it better that way. Despite the uncertainty, the housing market continues to be a bright spot. Interest rates remain at record lows, and it makes ownership incredibly affordable. And American Financing, ba-boom, ba-boom, beat the drum. American Financing, it takes – I mean, get out of that apartment. Get into a home. Learn what it takes. This is a tough time in a refi right now to save you money, put money back in your pocket. And, I mean, there's so many ways to win. These are the best guys. American Financing, they have custom loan options, buy homes a little, no money down, pre-qual, it's free. American Financing today, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Pick up the phone, talk to them. All right, Boyle said, all right. Yeah, he's right. 303, first time here. You're right, Peter. 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. 303-695-7000.
Live at Radio.com. We now return to the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody. It's a Thursday morning. Stevie Wonder in the background, the 19th of November, 66 and sunny. Time for the market update, and Amy joins us from Alpine. What do we got? Amy, good morning.
Morning, Pete. Let's see what happens with Georgia today. I'm enjoying your coverage this morning. We have red numbers currently to start the day. Not too much volatility. The Dow's currently only off 50, the S&P off 10, the NASDAQ is positive, but this is how we started yesterday when Gabe was reporting, and then we finished down several hundred points. So, again, I think investors are a little bit spooked right now with some more of the election uncertainty. Job numbers more than anticipated in today's reports. Many are saying that's a sign to come for the holidays. Our question is always, does Wall Street have it baked in or not? So I think, you know, Gabe mentioned this yesterday, Pete. Again, we have a very, very strong emphasis right now for clients on quality within their portfolio, making sure that money managers have a track record, making sure that there's success when needed, making sure that, you know, you've been through different types of market cycles. So anyway, I know you got a full docket of calls. Make sure that you've got a good, solid plan. And as always, if any of your listeners have questions or want to talk through it, give Brian and Gabe and myself a call.
303-843-0918. Alpine Planning, who knows what's next, but they do. 303-843-0918.
That's a nice compliment.
I'm hip. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thank you, ma'am.
You got it,
Securities
Pete.
And investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
All right, so the issue are the challenges. And the challenge is Donald Trump's long challenges in different states to see what will happen next. Now, we had a good caller with Stephen on, right? Stephen was with us. Our lines are jammed. And we have Arizona. We have, and I'm not an expert, but a reader, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Those are the hangups. And I've read the lawsuits. Not that I can understand them, but every one of them leads with they want they want this all to be stopped. And they want things to be disqualified. But what I can't find is I can't find evidence. I turn it over to you. Let's not take it to the House of Representatives. Let's deal with right now.
Yeah, there are two ways that Biden can win at this point. That is to have the Electoral College votes substantiated and certified, or a concession from Donald Trump. Neither of those have happened.
That's right.
If one case makes it to the Supreme Court and they find any evidence to go past, to investigate further, to find that there was some type of fraud or inconsistencies that put the question into or the election into question, it then goes to the House of Representatives by
but
the
again,
12th
now
Amendment.
You're quantum leaping ahead. What so
no,
far so,
all they have to do is to accept it. It goes past
I understand
that date.
It, but yeah, look,
and what has been set up now is with Democrats claiming a victory for Biden, it's really setting up a potentially dangerous situation where people then see it as, oh, now it's Donald Trump.
Forget Joe Biden for a moment. Forget the big media for a moment. Come back to in a courtroom.
Yes.
Lynn Wood is saying irrefutable evidence. Mm-hmm. Now, I've looked at what Lynn Wood is saying, and it's at least what he's showing us is perpetrated on signatures in Georgia. Now, Georgia is supposed to show these results by noon today. It could be pushed off. You know how this operates.
Yeah, but, and there's statistical data that's coming in that is inconsistent, but, where we're seeing exact percentages.
But that's, again, this idea of mathematical probability. And I mean, it's meaningless. What Lynn,
yeah,
what,
that's evidence. No, that's evidence they can use.
No, it's
that
not.
The Supreme Court can utilize we are going to accept
With respect, it's not. You have to go in and say, this is how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Not here it is, but rather that it happened, and this is how it happened. And Lynn Wood has sued in an attempt to block the certification of the election results in Georgia. That's his lawsuit.
Uh-huh.
And Georgia, he claims, changed the process for handling absentee ballots. And Wood's lawsuit, and I read it, takes aim at the legal settlement signed earlier this year. They're talking about judging signatures on absentee ballot envelopes.
Mm-hmm.
That's his predicate. Georgia's
correct.
Secretary of State says it's silly, it's baseless, and that guy is also a Republican. So
mm-hmm.
what Lynn Wood is going to have to be able to do, and unless he's got something in his back pocket that we haven't seen, and the judge is scheduled to hear Lynn Wood today, and they're alleging voter fraud in four different states. There's four different state lawsuits. So don't jump to the House.
Evidence.
Stay with
this.
Exactly.
Specific evidence.
Exactly.
If they find the votes were allowed to be counted that were brought in after Election Day, that is evidence of fraud. That can be all that's needed for the Supreme Court to take the
case.
But
what is the evidence? Excuse me one more time. Other than mathematical equations and probability.
If you have an acceptance and where they've time-stamped that votes were counted.
No, that's
after
different. That's
election
that's evidence.
That's evidence.
That's evidence.
Correct.
That's the Pennsylvania rap.
That's
is that,
correct. That's Pennsylvania.
That's right. That's the Pennsylvania rap.
The court there, which is dominated by Democrats, mm-hmm. and I think
it was a
5-2 ruling, that could be appealed and accepted by the Supreme Court.
That's the problem in Pennsylvania yesterday, that Giuliani didn't pull it off. He had a very bad day in court. Look, I want Trump to get reelected, but you and I have to play truth. Thank you, man. We're coming back with Colorado's favorite guest, Brother Jeff, and I don't have a pair if I don't ask him a question about him giving campaign contributions. God, you people. All right, it's Thursday morning. We'll play that Barney Miller cut for Jeff, too. That was, way cool. You do what you want to do, but you still got to walk in, and you can't have, well, I believe this, so it's evidence. It's meaningless. That's why when the federal government RICO somebody, they got them. And a RICO, you just don't get out of. So watch the Giuliani stuff, and it's not good.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710 KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710knus.com and click on Email the Show.